gentle, faithful, swift, passionate, blind, and wondrous. All these are faces of love. In a moment, young Kate Wakefield, venturing into today's world of confusing freedoms. Brought to you by the Oseeder Angler Broom. It gets the dirt other brooms miss. Did you know that a 1.5-ounce bottle of Ban Roll-On Antiperspirant costs about the same, yet lasts longer than most 5 or 6-ounce sprays? Listen to this. Averaging 2 seconds of spray per application each side each day, the longest lasting of the leading antiperspirant sprays gives you 37 days of protection. On the average, Ban Roll-On will give you 51 days. That's 38% longer. And tests have shown that Ban Roll-On will help stop wetness better than most leading sprays. Ban Roll-On, so economical yet so effective.
I sweep my floor and I still hear sugar underfoot. I hate that straw broom.
That's the kind of dirt straw brooms miss. But an Oseeder Angler Broom would get it. Angler bristles are cut on an angle to keep more tips on the floor, and the tips are closer together. Oseeder Angler gets the dirt other brooms miss.
Oseeder makes your life easier.
What do you hear from your floor?
Not a sound. Oseeder makes your life easier.
Do I have an early class? Oh, you're funny. What would I do in a class at this hour? Sleep? Hey, you coming to my concert tonight?
Hi, Jeff.
Good morning, Lady Catherine.
Oh, you look terrible.
I feel likewise.
What are you doing in the lobby at this hour?
Figuring what I'll have for breakfast. Besides clam juice and crow.
Oh, come on. It can't be that bad.
I sure blew it, didn't I?
Blew what?
Oh, I know. You're the sunny type. Begin each day with a clean page.
I'd certainly like to.
Kate, I owe you an apology.
We got an apartment painted, didn't we? I couldn't have done it without you.
I owe you an apology. My father, bless his Cadillacs, always said, "My boy," he always said, "never blunt the palate with cheap wine."
I never heard you speak of your father, Jeff.
Well, I try not to, even when he's right. I didn't blunt my palate last night. I vaporized it. That was real raw stuff, and I shouldn't have done it.
Well, forget it.
I socked your boyfriend, old Pinstripes. I fell on my face in the coffee shop. I am a miserable hippie, the lady said, and there is no health in me.
You must feel a lot better after saying all that.
I do. Except my head, it keeps bumping the ceiling.
You think you've got a headache.
You too?
My boss.
You shouldn't have one, Kate.
Well, I do. He's large and round, and right now he's furious at me.
Want me to pick it?
Nope, thank you. But he left messages all yesterday for me, and then he didn't come back to the office.
Ah, the coward.
Now I've got to see him first thing this morning.
Well, what are you going to say to him?
I'm going to listen.
Smart girl. That's the principle of jiu-jitsu.
What principle?
Let your opponent fall over by his own weight. He'll talk, expel all that wind that's keeping him afloat, and pow!
I'm not sure I get it, but thanks.
Just ask me anything. Say, are you coming to my concert tonight?
I didn't know you were giving one.
Mm-hmm, same place. At 11 p.m.
Did you ever try playing that guitar at a reasonable hour?
No good. She's the bird of dawning. She singeth all night long.
Oh, you better get some sleep, Jeff.
Call me if you have any trouble, Kate. With anybody.
Good morning, Mr. Ross's office. Mrs. Wakefield? Yes, she's in Mr. Ross's office now. I don't think she'll be very long. Oh, Mr. Cushing. You're at the airport, and you'll call back in 10 minutes. I'll tell her. Right.
Well, Kate?
Yes, Mr. Ross?
Oh, sit down, will you? Women who stand up make me nervous.
Oh, certainly.
I don't suppose, young woman, you have any idea what you've done to me, my office, my sleep, my indigestion?
Why, no, Mr. Ross.
I hired you to rent apartments.
And I did. You said it was great.
That was before I knew it was in your head. Now, we don't paint apartments, we don't repair holes or stop leaking pipes. That's the landlord's job, if he wants to do it. We just rent them. That clear?
But you didn't paint it, Mr. Ross. I did. On my own time, because it wasn't fit for a young mother and a new baby to live in.
And why did she take it?
Because she couldn't find any other place.
It was up to the landlord to repaint it.
Well, why didn't he? If he was any kind of decent human being, he'd have seen it was not fit to live in.
Now, Kate, I know you're supposed to have worked in that hick town you come from. What is it?
Belhaven.
Yeah, Belhaven. And maybe you sold a house once in a while, but do you know anything about business?
What kind of business?
Any business. Business is not a charitable organization. You buy something, you sell something, you make a buck. If you're any good, you make a few bucks.
I get the picture.
Now, you rent some lousy apartment first. You get a cockeyed idea that it needs paint. And the next morning, every tenant in the building wants to be repainted.
Good.
So the landlord agrees.
He's going to repaint them all?
Only if he's out of his mind. Paint costs money, labor costs money, so he probably has to raise the rents, and half the tenants maybe will have to leave the building.
Oh, I didn't think of that.
Yeah, naturally. But he's so mad at me, he wants to take the listing away from me, and I got 45 people on my payroll.
I can understand the problem
now.
Yeah,
sure you can. You're bright, and this is business. But that's all. You can't make like sweet charity.
I can see that. But if I'd just gone over as a friend to help that little woman fix the place up.
Okay. That's your business, if you want to. But you made your mistake by telling him you're from the Ross Agency.
I had to. That woman next door.
Yeah, Tony told me. She took you and Tony for hippies.
Me and Tony?
Oh, I got a belly laugh out of that one. Tony in those suits of his being called a hippie. Yeah, he told me you were working alone. He went over to help you when the woman came in. So, okay. Have we got it straight?
I think so.
I'll give you some nice clean listings on the east side where you can't get into trouble, okay?
I'll take anything you want to give me, just as long as what I do on my own time is my own business.
Just keep the Al Ross Agency out of it, and I don't give a damn.
I understand, Mr. Ross.
You're in business, Kate, and don't you forget it.
I'm a homemaker, and I work part-time, too, so I get my share of headaches. But I don't take aspirin. It can irritate my stomach. So I've used Tylenol. It's easier on my stomach. But then I learned about new Dayquil. I compared labels. Dayquil has no aspirin either. Both have the same pain reliever, same effectiveness. But compare prices. Dayquil can cost less. So shop for the best prices and save money.
Dayquil, new from Bristol-Myers.
Hi, I'm Sandy Wright. In 1966, I was in a Miss Clairol commercial. Then it was, does she or doesn't she? Today, she still does. I love my hair. After 9 years, yes, 9 years of using Miss Clairol cream formula, it's in great condition. Terrific body, easy to manage, and if I have any gray, who knows?
Miss Clairol cream formula. It's the hair color professionals use. The best it can be, at any price. Look for Miss Clairol to know you're the best you can be.
Flight 210 arriving from St. Louis, Pittsburgh, Cincinnati now at gate 23.
Mrs. Wakefield, please. Thank you.
Hello?
Hello, Kate?
Hello, Tony.
Hi, I just got in from Atlanta. I'm at the airport.
Oh.
How about dinner tonight?
I'd love it.
I'll pick you up at the Studio Club at 6. Ah, Kate, I've missed you. I don't like being on the outs with you.
Me either.
See you, honey.
See you, Tony.
Hello, Tony.
Huh? Claire.
Well, it's true, isn't it? If you spend enough time in airports, you meet everyone you know.
Well, I don't spend much time looking around.
Oh, that's a change. Still busy?
Very. So if you'll excuse me.
How is business, darling?
As good as I could hope for in these times.
I have a reason for asking.
You always had reasons, Claire.
Well, I'll take that as a compliment. I must say, you're looking very well, Tony.
I try to keep fit.
Oh, it's more than that. You look relaxed, happier. Who is she?
Oh, come on, Claire. I've got to get to the office.
Yes, I remember you always had to get to the office. Aren't you curious as to why I'm back?
No.
You should be.
You and I stopped being curious about each other 3 years ago when you walked out.
Oh, I never really walked out, darling. I simply liked the idea of liberation.
Now I like it.
Yes, I began to suspect that. So, with a small matter of business on my mind, I came home.
I'm sure you'll talk to your attorney.
I prefer to talk to you. Tony, why don't you come to my hotel at 5 for cocktails?
I'm afraid I can't, Claire.
It would be a good idea.
What's it about?
Oh, the cost of living. Marriage, like everything else, comes higher these days.
We have no marriage, Claire. You ended that.
We don't sleep together, darling. But in the eyes of the law. Tony, buy me a cab ride into the city. I don't enjoy quarreling with my husband in public.
Are you still waiting around this lobby, Kate?
Yes.
You wait longer than any girl I ever knew.
Oh, a person can get delayed or stuck in traffic.
Ah, sounds like old Pinstripes.
Oh, quit calling him that, Jeff. Can't you grow up?
The wind changeth.
Kate.
Tony.
I'm sorry I've kept you waiting so long.
It's all right.
Come on, let's get out of here.
Where are we going?
I've got the car outside. I want to drive. With you beside me. Just drive and drive. Faces of Love has been brought to you by Natural Wear Miss Clairol to know you're the best you can be. This program comes to you from the Radio Playhouse.
The Author's Studio presents the radio dramatization of William Makepeace Thackeray's classic novel, Vanity Fair, the story of the clever and charming adventuress, Becky Sharp. In a moment, our author, Mr. Thackeray. The Author's Studio is brought to you by Ban Roll-On, America's leading roll-on antiperspirant. How do you get the most out of an antiperspirant? The answer may be using Ban Roll-On. Tests have shown that Ban Roll-On helps stop wetness better than most leading sprays, and Ban Roll-On costs about the same, yet lasts longer than most 5 or 6 ounce sprays. Averaging 2 seconds of spray per application each side each day, the longest lasting of the leading antiperspirant sprays gives you 37 days of protection. On the average, Ban Roll-On will give you 51 days. That's 38% longer. Ban Roll-On. Why settle for less?
If I had a nickel for every minute I've spent in a dirty oven, scraping and scrubbing, oh, I'd be living in Fort Knox.
Well, there's a different way to clean your oven that's less work. The overnight way, with Mr. Muscle.
Oh, come on.
It's true. With Mr. Muscle, you just spray it on at night. And while you sleep, its self-scouring foam lifts up the grease and grime.
Really?
So next morning, you just wipe clean.
Well, Mr. Muscle really sounds like a good man to wake up to.
Ladies, I sometimes wish I were where you are, listening to Vanity Fair, and you where I am, slaving at a desk. Then we should see how you would write this novel. Think you that you could please everyone? I tell you, no. I had this morning a most exasperating letter. A listener complains that Rebecca Sharp is too sly by far. Where am I then to change her character? Shall she be like poor Lady Crawley, whimpering, sniffling, fearful of the world and all in it? No, I say. My critic must find amusement elsewhere if she would have a heroine who falls apart like pudding split with a spoon. Well, let us, to prove a point, look in upon Lady Crawley and determine if Becky would be better served where they are like. Her ladyship is, as always,
in her quarters.
Oh, who's there? Who is it?
Matilda Cross.
Oh, I cannot bear it. I'm ill, Matilda. Do come another time, please.
What? I can't hear a word. Do speak up.
I stepped up.
Oh, never mind. Good morning, Lady C. How are you?
Not well, I fear, Matilda.
Are you ever well?
No.
Ill or well, you might have the good manners to ask me to sit down. I am, after all, a guest in this house and your sister-in-law.
Don't sit down, Matilda.
Thank you. Has Rawdon been here this morning?
Rawdon?
In case you've forgotten, he is your stepson.
Oh, I know who Rawdon is, Matilda. I do. But I did not know he was here.
He arrived yesterday morning. Oh.
No one told me.
If you'd not hide yourself up here all the day long, you'd know what goes on at Queen's Crawley.
Yes, I mean, no.
You don't want to know, do you? You're frightened out of your wits even when nothing goes on. Well, something is going on now, or is about to, if I'm any judge, and I most certainly am. Now, tell me, what do you think of Rebecca Sharp?
Rebecca Sharp?
Don't pretend you don't know her and have no opinion. She's governess to your children, and I understand 'twas she who dressed and coiffed you to greet me when I arrived.
Yes,
what?
Yes, she did.
I must say she made you look quite presentable for once.
Oh.
But I see you've fallen back into your old ways. Your hair is a scandal. I don't know how it abides you. Oh, do stop snuffling. Truth is truth, like it or not. I asked what you thought of Miss Sharp.
Well, I like her.
Do you now? I confess I'm surprised.
Oh, you don't like Miss Rebecca?
Oh, I do very much. She makes me laugh. And she likes Rawdon.
Oh, how sweet.
That may be as may be. Oh. Do stop knitting. It makes me nervous.
Excuse me.
What is that thing you're fiddling with?
An afghan for Miss Rebecca.
You do like her.
Yes.
Everyone does. Well, I promised myself a talk with her this morning. I've done my duty, paid my call, and I'll be off.
Good morning, Lady C.
Do something about your hair, wear your stays, and stop whimpering.
Oh, dear.
So, would my reproachful listener have Becky Sharp emulate her ladyship? That's right. I think we need not pause for an answer. Now then, to please loyal listeners who hold Becky in high esteem, we shall shortly eavesdrop upon the conversation between her and Miss Matilda Crawley. Her ladyship's quarters, Miss Crawley goes straight away to Rebecca's, goes with the intention of saying a great deal whilst seeming to say nothing of importance at all.
Good morning, my dear. I feared you'd be in the schoolroom.
Not until 10, Miss Crawley. The little girls are having a riding lesson. Do sit down.
I've just been to see Lady Crawley. She can't remember to ask one to sit down.
Oh, poor dear. I feel so sorry for her.
Sorry? Tush. She's let herself go quite to seed. I can't think why Pitt married her. I can tell you it was a great scandal when a baronet married an ironmonger's daughter.
And Sir Pitt cared not a fig.
My greedy brother cares for nothing except money. And she had a generous dowry. Oh, my dear. Speaking of scandal, the post came this morning. I'd a letter from Lady Fitzurse. The Earl of Bruin, up to age 40, has been of most respectable character and reared a numerous family. Suddenly and outrageously, he has left wife and offspring for an actress. 65 years old.
Oh, how dreadful.
Not dreadful. I salute him. I adore all imprudent matches. Except, of course, Pitt's.
Do you, Miss Crawley?
That was the most beautiful part of dear Lord Nelson's character. He went to the devil for a woman. There must be good in a man who will do such a thing.
How marvelous you are. Not one bit of stick in the mud.
Oh, my dear girl, we live in the beginning of the enlightened 19th century. Those pious rules of the 18th, all rubbish, a lot of them.
And you truly like imprudent matches?
Oh, yes. I like best a nobleman marrying a miller's daughter, as Lord Flowerdale did.
Ah.
It makes all the ladies so angry. I wish the nobleman would run away with you, my dear.
Thank you, Miss Crawley, but I don't think it's likely.
Oh, why not? You're pretty enough. What I like next best is for a young poor fellow to run away with a rich gal. I've set my heart on Gordon running away with someone.
A rich someone or a poor someone?
Why, you goose. Gordon has not a shilling but what I give him. And I shan't give him one if he runs off with a poor gal.
Oh, well, of course not.
But he wouldn't. He's quite lost without money. He can expect nothing from his father or goes to that tiresome young pit. What do you think of him, Miss Beckett?
Exactly what you think.
I was certain we'd agree. We seem to agree on everything, child.
Oh, yes.
Including Warden. I'm so pleased he'll have an amusing companion while he's here. Tell me, do you think him quite clever?
Oh, yes.
What a pity I must disabuse your mind. My darling Rawdon hasn't an idea in the world beyond his horses and his regiment, his hunting and his gambling. He's so delightfully wicked, I adore him. But he must repair his fortunes and succeed in the world. I shall help him. Provided, of course, he obeys his auntie's wishes and marries extremely well. 10 o'clock, how I do go on. You must get to the schoolroom. I'll leave you, my dear. Goodbye,
goodbye.
Goodbye, Miss Crawley.
She has told me, warned me, tied me hand and foot. She couldn't have said it clearer had she said straight out, Rebecca, my dear, dally with Rawdon if you will, but there will be nothing more than dying. I could have won him already, I know it, but he wants and needs money as much as I. Marry a governess? No! Oh, I could weep like Lady Crawley. No, I won't weep. I'll get round her. I will.
To my carping critic, choose Becky or Lady C. Tomorrow, ladies, Becky begins to get round. Your servant, William Maples Thackeray.
Brought to you by Mr. Muscle, the oven cleaner that works the easy overnight way. This program comes to you from the Radio Playhouse.
It's not nice to eavesdrop, but it's fun. So let's check in on the comedy of errors at the Baxter. On the little things in life. Brought to you by Daytro, the new non-aspirin pain reliever from Bristol-Myers.
Hi, I'm trimming my little girl's hair. Mine was the same beautiful chestnut color once, before the grays started sneaking in. But I discovered Loving Care Color Lotion from Clairol. It covered my grays without changing my natural color. And it has no peroxide. Loving Care made my hair shinier and softer, too. Our hair looks almost alike now. Except mine has no bubble gum in it.
Loving Care Color Lotion from Clairol. It's good for your hair.
I'm a homemaker, and I work part-time, too, so I get my share of headaches. But I don't take aspirin. It can irritate my stomach. So I've used Tylenol. It's easier on my stomach. But then I learned about new Datril. I compared labels. Datril has no aspirin either. Both have the same pain reliever, same effectiveness. But compare prices. Datril can cost less. So shop for the best prices and save money.
Datril, new from Bristol-Myers.
Well, I don't know what you mean. You yell at me to come rushing into the garage, and all you say is, look, look. I don't see anything.
You don't?
No.
You don't see anything wrong with the car?
No. What am I supposed to be looking at?
Take a closer look at the front fender.
Front fender. This front fender?
This front fender.
I don't see anything. Oh, you mean this little bitty scratch here?
Little bitty scratch.
Is that what you mean?
That is certainly what I mean.
I'm trying to see it at all. Hardly shows. You're talking about this little teensy-weensy line.
Okay. I can tell from the look on your face that you knew the car was scratched.
That is ridiculous.
I know you. And please, just stop pretending. When did you do it?
Now, look, dear.
Boy, I knew I should never, never, never have let you take my car yesterday. Never.
I don't know why you're making such a fuss. You practically need a magnifying glass to see this scratch, this dinky scratch.
You don't need a magnifying glass to see that the fender was scraped along the whole length of that fender. Now, for Pete's sake, I'm so darn careful with a car.
Well, you're too careful with a car. Honestly, why do men always act this way about their cars? You're always polishing and wiping and hollering if anybody so much as gets a fingerprint
this
on it.
This car was new. This summer. I got this car in June. And with the cost of cars these days, you darn well better be careful with them.
Oh, you've always been this way about cars. You remember the time a car swooped out at me from a side street, crashed right into me, and I wound up in the hospital with a broken arm?
Well, I never said that was your fault. It wasn't.
I'm not talking about that. I called you from the hospital. I said, dear, I've been in an accident.
Oh.
I said, I've been in an accident. And you said, how's the car?
I did not.
That was your first words.
All right. Now, we are not discussing that right now.
You're going to be late to work.
I want to know how you got that scratch on the fender.
I don't know, frankly, but it may have happened when I turned into the vet's place. You know, there's a stone wall there, and I may have, you know, misjudged a little. I remember thinking that I heard a little something.
The vet's? You didn't take the dog in my car.
That's why I needed the car. Alex had an appointment for his annual distemper and rabies shot. And with my car being tuned up...
Didn't I ask you not to let the dog into the new car?
Oh, dear. You know, for a man who so adores his dog...
Oh, look at hair all over the place.
Well, he's shedding. Collie dog shed. I combed him out as much as I could.
And he's drooled all over the windows. Every single window. Oh, look, for Pete's sake, get a cloth, will you?
Well, you know how Alex is. He gets excited about going for a ride in the car. And he jumps back and forth because he can't decide where he wants to sit.
Well, can't you at least roll down the window so he doesn't drool all over the place?
I did. I rolled down that back one after he got settled.
And look, he's slobbered all over the metal part, too.
Look, why don't you just get in the car? Just get in the car and just sit still. I'll go in and get a whisk broom and a damn cloth and clean it up a bit. Now, try to calm down. You're going to be all upset when you get to work. If you get to work, this is certainly no time to be fussing about your car.
Well,
I must
just
say.
Get the whisk broom and a damp cloth.
Now,
where are my car keys?
Well, do you have them, or shall I look in the house?
Wait a minute. No. Yes, I have the car keys.
Well, get in, be ready to leave, and then I'll be right back. I'll get a
Why is what? The steering wheel sticky?
What?
And there are crumbs all over the seat, and the floor, and the dashboard is all sticky.
Well, I'm sorry about that.
Did you have some kids in this car?
Are you going to hate children now as well as dogs?
Oh, come on, please, Peg. It's a new car. Everything is sticky. Dog fur all over with hair sticking to the sticky stuff, crumbs and cookies on the floor, a lollipop, candy wrappers.
I gave Kim Hober to ride into town, and she brought the children.
An empty can. Rather, it wasn't empty, and it's leaked out all over the car rug.
Well, she bought an orange drink for one of the kids. I thought it was empty. I couldn't throw it out the car window. I meant to take it out when I got home, but I was loaded down with groceries, which I had to lug in the house and put away.
Look, just get two whisk brooms, will you? And a bucket of water and a cloth or some sponges. Now, let's get this mess cleaned up.
I'll take care of it. You're all dressed for the office.
And I was all dressed for the office. Bring out a clothes brush. I'm covered with dog hair.
My, you certainly got up on the wrong side of bed this morning.
Now, listen.
All right. I'll be right back. Get your car cleaned up. Stop fussing, honey.
Yeah,
really.
A candy wrapper with melted chocolate. Women have no respect for an automobile. Hurry up, will you? I'm late now.
Do you think all antiperspirants are basically the same? Well, Ban Roll-On antiperspirant may just change your mind. Take effectiveness, for instance. Tests have shown that Ban Roll-On antiperspirant will actually help stop wetness better than most leading sprays. Make your own test soon. Pick up a bottle of Ban Roll-On, and you may discover what we've shown in tests. Ban Roll-On antiperspirant, proof that not all antiperspirants are created equal.
I sweep my floor and I still hear sugar underfoot. I hate that straw broom.
That's the kind of dirt straw brooms miss. But an Oceder angler broom would get it. Angler bristles are cut on an angle to keep more tips on the floor, and the tips are closer together. Oceder angler gets the dirt other brooms miss.
Oceder makes your life easier.
What do you hear from your floor?
Not a sound. Oceder makes your life easier.
All right, I think I've got all the dog hair whisked out of the car, and the steering wheel doesn't seem sticky anymore. It's just a few minutes, and I'll have the windows washed off, too.
The dog has drooled on the back window, too.
Oh, I don't get it, I think you better take off your jacket. Use the clothes brush on the back.
Uh-huh.
Oh, I'm sorry. I really am. I thought you knew I had to take Alex to the vets, and at the last minute, Kim called and said, could she get a ride into town with the kids?
The whole point is that women have no responsibility for an automobile. You treat it as though it's just something to get you places.
Well, isn't that the general idea of a car, to get you someplace?
Well, you just treat it as something to put groceries in, or something to...
Well, what do you treat it as? Brush off your sleeves, too. Oh, what? You've got dog hair on that sleeve. Oh, goodness, a whole clump of fur.
I treat a car as a thing of beauty. A man respects a car. And like every beautiful thing, it should be cared for and treated with love and understanding and consideration.
All right.
Women just breeze into a garage and they scrape the fenders, slam the brakes. You bang open a car door so it wrecks the hinges. Then you slam it shut again. You put cigarette ashes all over the car floor.
That was Kim. There, your car windows are all clean.
No, I'm talking about women in general. Women turn in somebody's drive, running over their shrubbery, gouging out the lawn. And when you park a car, especially in parallel parking, you scrape the tires along the curb. And when you drive into a parking space, you crash into the curb so the bumpers are all banged up.
Oh, goodness, we women sound terrible. Why do you marry us?
Because we have no choice.
I see.
But if we men had any sense, we certainly wouldn't let you borrow our cars.
Well, you don't clean out my station wagon when you borrow it. You leave peat moss or sand or a dripping oil can.
Oh, wait a minute. You've got an old car. This is a new one.
Wouldn't you like to say one nice thing to me this morning?
What?
I mean, you can't even think of anything?
Well, honey, honest to Pete, I just don't understand it. You women are so fussy about how your house looks and how you look, but when it comes to a car...
Don't you think you better get to work?
Oh, yeah, but I got to change jackets. I can't get the dog fur off this way.
Right.
Oh, boy, look at the time.
Well, I think I've got your car cleaned up. Anyhow, I'll come in with you.
Good morning, Daddy.
Not to me, it isn't.
Boy, what's the matter with him?
Oh, I got a little tiny scratch on his car.
Oh, yeah, on the back fender. I saw it last night.
Oh, good heavens, is there one on the back fender, too? Oh, dear.
Don't worry about it, Mom. It hardly shows.
Well, you saw it. And he can spot a piece of dust on his car a mile off. I guess he was in such a stew over the dog hair and the sticky lollipops the Hover kids got all over the place.
Okay, I changed jackets. I'm sorry, Debbie. Good morning. How's Daddy's girl?
Mm.
Do I get a kiss?
Yes, but you don't deserve it.
Oh, thank you, dear. You better get to work.
Yeah. Really, sweetheart, try to learn to treat a car with some consideration, not just zoom into parking lots or sideswipe stone walls.
Right.
No, you've got to think when you drive.
Right.
You know what you are? Careless. Careless is the word.
All right, dear. Get to work. It's so late.
Oh, yeah. Goodbye. Goodbye. I'll
Goodbye,
see you
dear. Well, actually, I think your father had some reason to be cross, especially about the kids. I do think when you take your children to somebody else's car, they should not be allowed to eat sticky candy and drink soda pop, which they spill all over, you know.
Maybe so, but just the same, Daddy's too fussy about that car.
I know he is, but nevertheless, I do... What was that?
I don't know.
I think I know. I'm scared to look. Open the back door, crack, and see what happened.
Daddy?
Did he back the car out without opening the garage doors?
Yes.
Is he hurt?
I don't think so. He's just sitting there banging his fist on the steering wheel.
Close the door. Close it!
Shouldn't we go out and see if we can help him or something?
I don't think so. I don't think he's in any mood to have us hanging around him asking how it happened.
Oh, poor Daddy.
Finish your breakfast. If he comes in, don't say anything.
I finished. Anyhow, I don't even want to be around.
Well, then go to school and go out the front door.
You bet. See you tonight, Mom.
All right. All right. Say it. Say it.
Say what? Oh, you noticed the tiny scratch I got on the back fender, too. I forgot to tell you about that. Oh, I don't know what we're laughing at with garage doors so expensive.
How could I be so stupid? How could I be so stupid?
Careless is the word.
Careless is the word. Oh, boy, I tell you, when I heard this crunching of that wood and the machinery, I...
Little Things in Life has been brought to you by Ban Roll-On, America's leading roll-on antiperspirant. This program comes to you from the Radio Playhouse.
To have and to hold. To have and to hold. The story of the traditional vows, the new morality, and the people caught in the conflict between them. Brought to you by Final Net. Gives your hair a great, long-lasting hold.
This is what aerosol hairspray sounds like. This is what Final Net sounds like. The big difference in the way they sound is the big difference in the way they work. Final Net is not an aerosol. It's concentrated to give you a great long-lasting hold. There are no wasteful propellants. That makes it economical, too. 8 ounces of Final Net go as far as 24 ounces of aerosol hairspray. You get a great hold at a great price. Final Net, the first sensible alternative to aerosol hairspray.
Hi, I'm the teacher, and that's Roland Gibbs on drums. He drew my picture last week with gray hair. Me, with 11 grays. I gave hair coloring a second thought. I found out about Loving Care Color Lotion from Clairol. It has no peroxide, doesn't change my natural color, and it's good for my hair. Loving Care covered my grays and made my hair softer and shinier. Gotta give the kid credit.
Loving Care Color Lotion from Clairol. It's good for your hair.
Well, Lynn is missing the best part of the garden this year.
Oh, Robert, you did get Herr Hoffman's report from Zurich on Kurt, didn't you?
Well, such as it is, there isn't much information in it.
But there was nothing negative, right?
Well, he was giving ski lessons so he could meet girls.
What's so awful about that?
Oh, well, Caroline, you'd have to be a father to understand.
Well, when's she coming home?
She says she's having such a good time, she doesn't know when.
Oh. Now, what do you think of my Madame Gregory Rose?
I must have an opinion.
Must you sound like a lawyer at home?
Oh, no. What I'm thinking about is, when does Anne arrive?
Oh, any minute now. She called from town just as she was leaving.
Well, she is going to stay for a while.
Yeah, I think so.
Was she, unhappy?
Well, it's hard to tell with Anne. Ever since her father died, she's been... I guess she keeps her emotions under control.
Did she tell you much about the man?
Nope. Only that it was all over.
And just what was it?
I didn't try, Robert. Anne is well over 21. Anything your children tell you at that age is a pure gift. I think that's Anne now.
Where did you put her?
Hello, dear. Well, she asked for the guest cottage. I think she wants to ease back into family life.
Hello, you two.
Oh,
hi, darling.
We have such a problem these days.
Mother, the garden is absolutely exuberant, particularly for this time of year.
Oh, thank you.
Hello, Robert. You're looking more the part of the country squire every time I see you.
Hello, Anne. It doesn't seem that city living has affected you.
No signs of decadence at all?
None. You're a credit to your mother. And I'm sorry I have to rush off just when you arrive, but I have to go over a case with Bill.
How is Bill?
Oh, he's fine. I don't think breaking up with Lynn bothered him very much. I wish it had.
Now, Robert, our generation doesn't go around sobbing and languishing over failed marriages.
Well, maybe they should.
Oh, Robert, please look in on Susie and Jennifer, or call them. With Jason and Emily at the cabin, I think Angela might appreciate a hand from us. Maybe they can come out tomorrow.
All right, Caroline. See you both
at dinner. Bye, Robert.
Bye.
Oh, do you want to get your bags moved into the cottage?
Oh, not right away, Mother. I think I'd just like to sit and soak up the quiet.
It's good to have you home, dear.
Always when things crowded in on me, I would think of River Run. Home.
Just Terrier and Lemon, please.
Get right away, Dr. Foster. Here's today's Chicago Tribune. You'd like to see it?
Oh, yes, thanks. I would. Thank you.
Oh, Dr. Foster? Marsh?
Oh, Mr. Carter.
Oh, please, would you call me Robert? May I join you, or are you...
Oh, no, please do. Please do. At the risk of being misunderstood, I think I can say anyone's company is preferable to the news.
Well, I agree wholeheartedly.
Have you heard anything from Jason and Emily?
Now, my son very wisely did not have a phone installed in their cabin.
Oh.
How is Emily? Oh, I know there's the doctor-patient relationship you have with my daughter-in-law, and I don't for a moment mean to...
Of course, Robert, of course. I probably can't tell you any more than I'm sure Jason has already. She seems well. The hospital test showed nothing.
Mm-hmm. That satisfies you? Forgive me, Marsh. As a lawyer, I'd have anybody's head if they asked me a question like that about a client.
You're forgiven, Robert. And I know you're concerned. I just wish I could tell you more.
You've left nothing for me to unpack.
I only pamper on the first day. You know that, Anne. Tomorrow, you're on your own.
I'll unpack the footlocker then.
Oh, what's in this?
Oh, my painting gear. I thought I might set up a studio over the stable in one of the vacant rooms.
That sounds as though you plan on staying.
If I'm not intruding. Or I might find a place in the neighborhood.
What about your friend?
Mom, you don't have to be so delicate. It was a fun thing while it lasted, but we both knew it. Well, we were too much, too difficult for each other.
I'm inclined to agree with Robert.
On what question?
People have become more complicated and seem to be enjoying it less.
Well, tell me about Lynn.
Well, she's back in Zurich now.
Yeah, well, you told me that on the phone.
Well, the latest news is that she's tremendously happy with Curtis Rogers.
Which is driving Robert quietly mad.
How did you know that?
Oh, Mother, there comes a time when your children almost catch up with you. You notice I said almost. Robert was never really keen about Bill Sloan as a son-in-law, and now Lynn's obviously contemplating marriage again. Poor Kurt.
Oh, he'll do all right.
That kind, huh?
Kurt's very interesting. A marvelous combination of toughness and a little boy charm.
Sounds a little contrived.
Oh, no. No, no, no. Kurt's very open.
All I can say is good for Lynn. At least she's still in there, still trying. Marsh, you know I've tried. In every way possible.
Well, maybe that's the problem, Ginger.
I wouldn't have tried if I didn't care for you.
I know that. But you must see, you have to know that you're accusing me of being unfaithful every day and twice on Sundays isn't really an indication of love.
I wouldn't be jealous if I didn't love you.
I never understood that.
What?
That jealousy proved love.
Maybe that's the way a woman loves.
I don't believe that you can love without trust. And with trust, there should be no jealousy.
You can say that because I've never given you any reason to be jealous.
Oh, Ginger, darling, I'm sure it's not easy to be married to a doctor, but you knew I was a doctor when we married.
Oh, back then it all seemed so simple, even though you were working so hard. And I thought once your internship and residency were over, you'd have more time and we could do things together.
Now it seems all we do together is fight.
I don't want it that way.
Well, God knows I don't.
I just can't help myself, Marsh. When you're not here, it just seems like, I don't know, almost as though once you go through the door, my life stops.
Oh.
I hold my breath, waiting for you to come back.
Oh, Ginger, that's not good for you.
And when you were at Billings.
All right, yes. Let's talk about Billings.
I remember when you'd come home. It wasn't as though you'd come home at all. I kept feeling you were back there, and in your mind, you were with her.
Did it really seem that way to you? Phoebe was only one of a whole roster of residents and interns I was concerned with.
But then why did she seem special?
I didn't think she was. She was just someone I worked with. I enjoyed her company. Yes, of course, we could talk about the same things.
And when you come home, all we can talk about is what I've been doing because I don't know anything about your world.
There's Betsy.
Yes. There's Betsy, and she's part of our life. But what about the other part? The part we shared together.
And to Hold features Joyce Gordon as Emily, William Redfield as Marsh, Patricia Wheel as Angela, Larry Haynes as Jason, Robert Phelps as Kurt, Rosemary Rice as Lynn, Rita Lloyd as Lisa. Produced and directed by Ernie Ricca, written by Mary Dornheim, and brought to you by Loving Care Color Lotion from Clairol. This is Ken Roberts. This program has come to you from the Radio Playhouse, a DCA Productions program.